Today's blog post is on living your dharma. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question, well, actually today's post is about dharma, and it was inspired by my daughter, Trinity. On our membership site, we talk about yoga philosophy, and my co-teacher for that is Molly Crowley, one of our graduates from our continuing education course for teachers. And we actually have an introduction to the Bhagavad Gita series. And in fact, right now we're reading the Bhagavad Gita chapter by chapter. We're doing the introduction this weekend. We have a meetup about that this weekend. The Bhagavad Gita says, "The wise work for the welfare of the world without thought for themselves. They perform all their work carefully, guided by compassion." That's from chapter 3, verse 25. We know that everybody has their own unique dharma in this world, their own skill in action, and that there is space for everybody to express their own unique gifts, and so there is no need to be competitive. Each of us has our own role to play in the grand scheme of things, and so we work not for ourselves, but for the welfare of all. Therefore, when you perform your karma yoga, you're performing all your work with a spirit of service. So recently, this past summer, when my daughter was at Girls Inc. camp, and Girls Inc. is a fabulous organization in the Durham area here, Trinity, my daughter, met Sophia and her mom and was really taken by the relationship and how Sophia's mom started sewing scrubs for kids with leukemia so that they could be more comfortable while they were in the hospital receiving treatments. So Sophia's mom says, "It's nice because it makes the kids feel special and a little more comfortable while they're in the hospital. They get a kick out of saying, 'Oh, I look like my doctor.'" So to me, this is a perfect example of somebody living their dharma. She responded to the needs of one of her closest relationships and making a difference in the world to something that had an impact on her directly. I told Trinity that I would share her story with all of you as an example of living your dharma. So if you want to learn more about Super Sophia, she's a little girl with leukemia, fighting leukemia. There's a link in the show notes. And if you want to learn more about my co-teacher in yoga philosophy, she teaches in Philadelphia. And so if you live in the Philadelphia area, definitely check her out. She's a brilliant yoga teacher. And I put some links to her in the show notes as well. So thanks so much for listening. Leave your comments. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up.
For more tips on how to take your yoga off of your mat and into your life, visit askmelissawest.com and have Melissa's videos delivered directly to your inbox. While you're there, ask Dr. Melissa West a question. She may answer your question on an upcoming episode of Living Your Yoga.